There is nothing wrong with your radio. Do not attempt to adjust it. We are controlling transmission. We will control the frequency. For the next 3 hours, sit quietly and we will control all that you hear. You are about to participate in a great adventure.
Now, more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, present Jack Ebling and Tom Crawford.
Great morning, Mid-Michigan. Jack Ebling here with Tom Crawford. What's left of my voice? The Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.
You got a little of the Demi Moore voice going on there. Kind of turning me on, huh?
Not sure I like that idea.
Not.
It is a perfect time of year for sports fans. We've got the baseball playoffs, so that pleases
Whippee!
Fred Heumann, not Tom Crawford.
Fred.
We've got college basketball picking up. We have college hockey going on. We've got the NHL. And, of course, right in the heart of football season, Tom, can you believe that high school football, one game left for non-playoff teams?
Yeah, I know we've talked about this all year, how it just seems to happen so quick and we're starting so early. And I'll tell you one, there's a good side. The weather has been, I'm knocking on wood for next Friday night and any playoff action for those teams involved. Weather's been fantastic.
The best ever. The best ever. On Friday nights, they've never had eight like this.
I tend to agree because
seven of the eight.
Now, we had 2 weeks ago, when EL was playing Grand Ledge, the rain started right after the game on cue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, and it was beautiful before then. So you're right. Yeah. It's just been unbelievable weather. So, and hope that continues on. So that just makes a huge difference, you know, particularly with the crowds. Well, some crowds, but I mean, it does. It really is a plus.
What kind of crowd did you have last night?
Well, what a week it's been.
Eastern and East Lansing.
What a week it's been for East Lansing. We had just a whirlwind of emotion. And reached out to parents and formed a parent line for our kids. East Lansing coming off losing Josh Eady. May he rest in peace, number 65, great kid. And so with the parents were there. The student body at East Lansing is pathetic. It's the worst student body of any school has got to be.
Why is it like that?
I do not know. And then I keep hearing from other people that it's always been that way. And so I guess you just have to accept it. But
it's not that way at Okemos. It's not that way at Holt. And believe me, it wasn't that way at Mason. We know about Grand Ledge.
Oh, we know about, all those teams. I mean, Okemos, Eastern High School, everybody's ripping on all the urban schools. They had way more students, and it's not a lot of difference in distance between Saxton Eastern High School and Saxton High School to East Lansing as far as the venue last night. So I was incredibly disappointed when this team needed their student support. There's probably 20 of them, and East Lansing students have this real sheikish thing about them. They got to arrive late, be seen, and arrive and take off early regardless.
What are they, Laker fans?
I don't know. It is what it is, as that old cliche said. And, we parents at East Lansing, we're just going to do it on our own, support our kids, because we're sure as hell ain't going to get any support from the student body. And this coming off this ridiculous, traumatic situation, losing one of our comrades in Josh Eady. So that part was disappointing. They rose the occasion. They won the game. That was a good victory for East Lansing. They're in the playoffs, and they can move on playing for number 65. But I want to talk about some more exciting venues last night in high school football that I saw in the fifth quarter. You were at Mason. We're going to break down, obviously, that Grand Ledge Holt game where you have passionate student bodies going head-to-head. I want to hear all about that one.
Unbelievable. And Scott can tell us a little bit more about Grand Ledge later. But I was at Mason. Andrea Nelson was a hustle out there. It was unbelievable. I mean, even finding a place to park was difficult.
Oh, that's great. You know, that I love that here. And I'm going to tell you what. Last week when East Lansing played St. John's on the road, my son Cody, who plays for East Lansing, said, "Dad, I wish I could play a road game at St. John's 9 Friday nights in a row."
Yeah.
Because the people are lined around the end zone. They're four and five deep. The students are there early. The band is big. It's it's what high school football was like in the old days. It's what high school football obviously is like in the state of Texas and all these great venues where it's a passionate thing. And it's here in Michigan. You just got to find it. And St. John's is definitely one of those locations.
393-3700, 393-3700, the number to call if you'd like to join us this morning. A lot to talk about. And we're going to talk about college football for much of
this
show.
Do we have to, Jeff?
We do. And Tom Izzo gave an impassioned plea last night to the fans to get behind this football team. Not that he should have to, but he was just talking about how important it is and how great it is for Michigan.
Oh, he said that. He has said that all along. He has looked at that football. He's really been consistent, you know, with that one. The football program is the core, and then everybody can feed off that. And his basketball team is a core in itself. But he's really been he's a football guy. We always talk about that.
You know, I don't think it's ever happened that Michigan State has had a basketball loss before it's had a football loss.
What, you worry about Saginaw Valley coming up here? You know,
well, you know, Michigan State's got a very, very tough schedule in November.
Oh, yeah.
A very tough schedule. And, you know, when you're talking about going to the Maui Invitational, and then you've got Syracuse, and you've got Duke, and you've got Texas, and, you know,
that's how you do it. If you're a big-time program, this has been his formula. Now, sometimes he's going overboard, we've talked about. But I don't think you can go overboard. This is a talented team coming back, and I think this is an exciting time for Michigan State basketball fans, obviously, and football fans. So it's kind of it's a very difficult time for me in that regard.
Well, they had more people turned away last night.
They did turn away
at Breslin Center than they have had for some home games in Chrysler Arena. I swear to God, there were thousands of people who couldn't get in.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
At what time are we talking about here?
Before 11 o'clock, 10:30-ish, something like that. It was just amazing. It was amazing.
Oh, my word.
Tom Izzo looked up in the crowd, and it was one of those moments where he said, you know what? We're doing it right.
You know, everybody loves a winner, don't they?
And you know who was there last night?
Who was that?
Gerard Butler was there.
Really?
You know Gerard Butler, the actor?
Yeah, I saw the clip. I saw the clip on,
I mean, and that just set the place, you know, what a great guy, too. I mean, just having a chance to talk to him for a couple of minutes. I don't know how many pictures he posed for last night, but it was a bunch.
What was the crowd reaction?
Oh, they went crazy. I mean, you know, he's a cult hero there anyway from 300.
Mm-hmm.
Did you
I'm not a 300 fan, but I know the name. But
you know what movie you would like? Because of your passion.
Blazing Saddles.
Yeah, that too. Old Yeller, 101 Dalmatians. No, the movie you would really like is Law Abiding Citizen.
Why you say that?
You should rent that. That is Jamie Foxx and Gerard Butler. It's about a guy whose wife and young daughter are brutally murdered.
Oh, that sounds like a great movie.
And he exacts revenge when the system fails. And does he ever? And I'd love to see that character, Clyde Shelton, play middle linebacker because he would wreak havoc unlike any ever seen. Want to talk a little bit about the Big Ten today and a big day in Ann Arbor for the University of Michigan.
Well, it's a huge day. It's homecoming. I'm looking forward to it. Going to see some friends I haven't seen, some fraternity brothers, you know. But I'm telling you what, the tailgate's going to be a little downtrodden after last Saturday.
Are they still all in for Michigan?
I'm going to find out because my peer group here is – pretty critical of a lot of things in life. And it'll be, especially when it deals with college football. So it'll be fun to see what they think of Rich Rod, because all of us were going to school during the Bow era. You know,
yeah.
And when you look back,
you lost one game a year.
And when you look back at the Bow era now, it looks a lot better than what it was, you know, when we went through it.
Because, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, because, you know, everybody was complaining, oh, when's he going to give a kicker a scholarship? When are they going to play, you know, more of aggressive defense?
Right.
Exactly. So, it'll be interesting. Huge day for Michigan. I tell you what, if Michigan loses today, look out. Wheels could start. The lug nuts might be slipping a little bit, and this sucker might get away from us. I kid you not, because look what's coming up after this, is that you got bye
week.
You got the bye week, so you got that sour taste for another.
You got a week to perfect and fine-tune that defense.
Then,
get that thing.
But then they go to, here's a critical game, even more so today. They go up to Happy Valley, where you have a tangible offense, as in rushing offense, that you can actually stop Penn State.
Right.
Okay. If they let that sucker slip through their fingers, it lights out. They could be in a whole bunch of trouble.
A big tailspin.
Yeah, because you're talking Illinois at home. We know how good that you're going to. You've told me that they have a.
Illinois is good.
They got a decent shot of, you know, making this thing interesting today. Yeah. Okay, with Michigan
State. When I saw the way they played against Ohio State, it was 17-13 in the fourth quarter.
Right. Then Michigan's got to go to Purdue. Okay. Now on the road, you know, come on. I mean, Purdue beat Northwestern on the road. Then they got to go to Wisconsin, which physically beat them up. And then you got to go down and see the Buckeyes in Columbus. So, I mean, yeah, it's critical today.
Are you still thinking 8 wins?
Well, I'm going to try to, at this point, I had them 6-0 losing today to Iowa and it ended up being 8-4. Today you're going to learn, first of all,
you're one behind what you projected at this point.
You're going to learn about resiliency. You're going to learn about how they're going to be able to respond. And this is when you're really going to find out where the season's going.
You know what else you're going to learn about today? You're going to learn about the best rushing defense in the country.
Oh, without question. Those guys are NFL caliber guys. Yeah. Most of the, five of the seven at least. There's one dominant player. I mean, it's going to be a real challenge today. Perfect weather, perfect venue. Time to bounce back, and we'll see what Rich Rod can, how he motivates his kids.
You know, goal number one for Michigan would be a tremendous victory today. Although, this game is very close in Las Vegas. I think it's the Michigan factor again.
Michigan
always gets about 4 points more than you would think.
You're right. I mean, they were 4.5-point favorites against Michigan State.
Yeah.
And we saw what happened there.
But there's something else Michigan needs today.
What's that?
Needs Denard Robinson not to get hurt. And you never wish that on anyone. But I'm telling when these Iowa guys lay him out, I just hope he keeps getting up.
Well, he's a tough kid. Okay, he's really tough.
If this game is not close, if Iowa's up 17 points, I hope that Rich Rod doesn't run Denard Robinson recklessly.
Well, there's a theory that people think that Rich Rod is running Denard desperation out of his job. I mean, it's like
you think.
There's that theory that I hear from multiple people.
You know, you can credit Rich Rodriguez for innovative systems. You can blame him for not being a Michigan man. You can get on either side of that debate. He had perhaps the single dumbest coaching decision I've ever seen.
You mean
in Big
punting with 5 minutes to go?
What are you thinking?
I was living with that. You know, I was shaking my head. And you know, when we go back, and we're going to have more fun with this. Obviously, we can get some callers in here about when we get into the college football second. Rico, we got Rico Beard coming up. He'll have some opinions about it. But when Michigan got 130 total yards in the first quarter,
right?
And they had two trips in the red zone, and they had 3 points. And
right.
I said to myself, This is not good.
They left a lot of plays on the field.
Well,
a lot of drop balls or overthrows. There were things,
exactly,
ways they could have made a play to get back in the game.
Absolutely. And so now woulda, coulda, Michigan State made the plays. Michigan State, to me, most everybody else, was the better team.
But weren't you upset when the coach quit?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, he could have gone out to the middle of the field and waved
a white
flag. What's
the difference between losing 34-17, 41-17? I mean, who gives a rip?
Right.
I mean, it was the largest margin of victory for Michigan State in 40 years. I mean, who cares?
Right, exactly.
You know?
We will be back with much, much more. We invite you to join us at 1320WILS.com for live streaming, or you can listen to podcast segments later. You can also catch us on Facebook, and we'll talk more about that later, the Jack and Tom Show, or you can follow us on Twitter at Jack and Tom 1320. We'll be right back with more. The Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.